and the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. When that year was ended, they came unto him the second year, and said unto him, We will not hide it from my lord, how that our money is spent. My lord also hath our herds of cattle. There is not aught left in the sight of my lord but our bodies and our lands. And your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. And when they were by Jebus, the day was far spent. And the servant said unto his master, Come, I pray thee, and let us turn in into this city of the Jebusites, and lodge in it. Then said Saul to his servant, But, behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread is spent in our vessels, and there is not a present to bring to the man of God. What have we? My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, and are spent without hope. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. Then I said, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for naught and in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with the Lord, and my work with my God. Then Zedekiah the king commanded that they should commit Jeremiah into the court of the prison, and that they should give him daily a piece of bread out of the baker's street, until all the bread in the city were spent. Thus Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison, suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. And a woman, having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent, and he went in to tarry with them. For all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else, but either to tell or to hear some new thing. And after he had spent some time there, he departed and went over all the country of Galatia and Phrygia, in order, strengthening all the disciples. Now when much time was spent, and when sailing was now dangerous, because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them and said unto them, The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved.